Good evening, everybody. It was asked that our learning should be a schus. So, Jewish language of David, Meir, and Perla. Someone from West Texas should be a schus for David, Schabenfeld, David Meir, than Perla. We're going to study from the Sfasemes, Parshas Mitzayra, Shnat, Tov, Reish, Lamed, Tes. The third paragraph in Shnat, Tov, Reish, Lamed, Tes. Beginning with the Pasuk, Kisavayu, the Torah says, if we come to Eretz Israel, V'nasati, Nega, Beveis, Eretz, Achuzaschem. I'm going to cause a Nega, a blemish, to appear in your Jewish home, in Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about the fact that this can only happen in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, in my holy home in Eretz Yisrael, a nega, the kasha is, not maybe it'll happen. For instance, the nusach would have been, ki siye, nega beveit Eretz Achuzat Kem, if it occurs. Like the negoyim of the skin, Adam ki yiyeh ba'ar b'sarayim says it's a fakas of a heretz, if there will be a nega. Here, it doesn't say if, but there will be. V'kasha, ma b'sura hizo. What kind of information is this? What kind of report is the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us? In anticipation of coming into our land and building our homes, we're told you can have a nega in your house. And, you know, the nega means sometimes that you have to take away the plaster, and if it returns, then you have to take that whole room down and destroy it. Well, Pirish Rashi, Rashi says, quoting Chazal, that there is a Psura Tova. Let's look at the footnote number 5. We'll learn it together. Rashi says, Surihi Lahem, Shehani Goyim Vayim Alehem. Yes, you're being informed. There will be Negayim, but it's a good thing. Lafi, Shehitminu amoyriim matmoyriyay shol zov v'kiroz bateya kol arvoyim shona shehoyu yisrael v'amidbar. I want to think about this deeply. They knew, the Amoriyim knew, ever since Yisrael and Tzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, that Am Yisrael is coming. But they're coming. Even if temporarily they'll remove us, force us out of our homes, we'll return. I mean, l'hamdol, right? There may be a Nakba, right, they call it, in our era. But we're going to come back. To which the Torah says, not so fast. And then Amori Taka never returns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so they're going to hide things, hoping you'll never find them. But I'm going to cause you to find the treasures they will have hidden, buried in the walls of their home. V'alidei ha-nega, noisteis ha-bayis, umayt on. Because of the nega, the holy Yid who moves into that house sees the nega. He's told that it's a sign of tumah. He must therefore remove it. And when he does so, he discovers the matmonim. He discovers the treasures hidden, left behind by the Amori. Pirush Rashi. Let's go back to this. It's v'kasha. So it's all done for our sake. It's all for our benefit to find these treasures buried in the walls in our homes here in Eretz. V'kasha. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, have to resort to this method if he wants the proper wealth upon us and have us discover gold? I mean, can you just imagine if in the 20th century Israel would have discovered oil, you know, in the Negev, Nagid, right? I mean, yeah, in the Sinai, we ended up, you know, having to give that back, and that's really not Eretz Yisrael, it's the desert, not out in the water, yes, we found gas, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many ways to make sure that we have great wealth nationally, individually. He needed Eitzos like these. Why is it that the Amorim, the Knanim, are the vehicle. He puts into their heads the idea of hiding their treasures And then b'sheyitzchuchu b'nei Yisrael l'hachriv habakim. And then we have to undo everything they did in building nice homes. We have to destroy their homes and find the treasures left behind. What's the meaning of all this? What's the greater picture, the greater meaning of what the Torah is telling us? So he says, Amna vadai. Let's remember the kuf inyan of nigei batim is not necessarily because Hashem wants to give us treasures. It's because Am Yisrael is a holy nation, and because we're a holy nation, everything around us is going to be sensitive to how we behave and what kinds of people we are. Nigei batim, he says, Pelagodolhu. It's a Pelagodolhu, oif to my face. It's meant to be a sign with a great message to prove something. Now, he's quoting, almost verbatim, the Rambam. And in note 6, the publishers here included that citation, at least a reference. Let's just listen to a few of the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says about Sarat, I'm going to say it out, I did not photocopy it, but let me just quote the Rambam in Hilchot Sarat, Perek Tezayin. Sarat, he says, Einoi mimin hagoi shel olam. It is not a natural phenomenon. Ela ois upela. You hear the words os and pela that were used by the Sfasemers just now. Ois upela hoya b'yisra. Kedela hazhiran miloshan hara. It's to guide us to our better side and good behavior, especially socially, interpersonally, that we not speak loshan hara. And he means this and describes how this is the case for all negayim. And if a person needs to be guided well, first, the negah will be in the person's home, not on his body. And if that doesn't work, if he doesn't make the correction, then it'll come closer to him, to his clothing. And then, if God forbid, if not, he still has not left those ways of rishayim to become negay haguf. The negah could be on the person's body itself, says the Rambam. Now, note the word os. It's one thing to say that it's a pella, but os and mofes, it means something positive. It means that it's meant to have us think about something and remember something. Not just a message being mentioned, don't speak Lashon Hara and have midos tovus, etc., etc. But there's an os, there's a sign. And that's what the Sfasemis is now going to explain. Amnam badai gufa inyan nigei batim hu pella gadol hu os mofes. On what? Al kedushas b'nei Yisrael. That's the whole point. If you're not shayach to being special, you're not shayach to having a nega. Anything if you're special because you're a Jew, but you're not in Eretz Yisrael, not special enough. You're not going to have a nega. The negayim are going to happen when we are holy yidden, and in Eretz Yisrael, then even our homes, there's a certain expectation of what kind of a home is it? What do we do with that home? And if we fall far away from, or far enough away from the expectations of righteousness, of who I am, what I am, how I use my home, in comes the nega, as we shall explain. But note how he says, before the nega comes, the home is a holy home. The people are holy people. It's an ois on my face. So he's explaining that language of the Rambam. Al kedushas b'nei Yisrael, shemavim kedusha v'tahara, because Am Yisrael brings holiness and purity to the physical place. Gam b'mekonos moshvay seihem. Now you say, well, it's a very beautiful idea. It's considered shady. Let me read to you the Rambam, no less. And this is Parsha and Parsha Sedriya. And the Rambam says, Shalayavai ha'inyan hahu. This taras and the gun, layavai. It will not happen. Elov be'eretz ha'nivcheres. Only in the chosen land, in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Asher Hashem ha'nichbad shaychein b'saycha. Because of the holiness of that land, so there's a sensitivity all about us. Personally, our clothing, our homes, where we live, the domicile. Because it's so suffused with Kedusha, so then there's a great sensitivity. If we don't do right, if we betray that Kedusha, and defy it, and destroy it, what happens? We'll talk more about that in a moment. Let's just continue now. On the positive side, how good it is to live a noble life and a proper life and a decent life and to have midos tovos and then use our homes for kedusha and mitzvah purposes. Look at the pasuk in Habakkuk about what happens when a stone, literally stones, cry out because of the iniquity. And maybe in the case of literally how the Mefarshim learned it, it's talking about Rishayim, it's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, and everything he built. The stones cry out, Evan, Mikir Tizok, the stones cry out, I'm stolen! Do you know how much blood was spilled just to actually be built? Do you know how many terrible avaros were done so that this great edifice of Nebuchadnezzar should be built? How much blood was spilled? How much cruelty built this edifice? The chafis may ate yanera, and then the wood in the building will respond also. Hey, me too! Yes, that's exactly the case. Meaning all parts of the building cry out and say how much injustice and cruelty we bear witness to. You know, says the Sfasemis, that's for the chet, shekeres beisai shel adam me'idin. Gemara in Chagiga says, that's it, you do the wrong thing, chalila, literally, your possessions with which you do the wrong thing, they cry out and inform the world. Meaning, they have a terrible spiritual injury. They've got spiritual insult all about them. These things, even the homes, the stones of our homes, says the Sfasemis, Mikoske Mida Taiva Maruba. So let's say somebody uses everything, their mouths, their demeanor, their dress, their homes, to do wonderfully good things. So then certainly all those things become holy. Because they're used for such great, wonderful purposes, they become holy. Literally holy. The things in the Jewish home are angizat, they're absorbed of the kedusha of what we've been doing. Who wouldn't want, you know, someone once told me about the shir and Yisrael Salanta's Zephyr. So they were busy telling me that it wasn't that big. You know, it seemed like he was paskining like those sheets, like maybe the prime Noah, that a revia is less than, you know, the 4.4. And I'm thinking to myself, what I wouldn't do is touch that kaisa to make kiddush on at one time. Because it's suffused with the kedusha of Yisrael Salanta. I don't know if it was Yisrael Salanta or another one of the great tzaddikim who was in shul, and he wore a talus that was 10, 20, 25, 30 years old. Because it was first 10, then it was 20, then it was 30, then it was 40 years old. And it looked like, you know, it's time, I'm going to buy the tzaddik a new talus. The tzaddik says, I want the new talus. What do you mean? I mean, look, I mean, a talus is admirable. The talus, the old talus, the worn talus, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember all the tears with heartfelt dveikus in the Beirei Olam that took place under this talus. There's a reason why in Kutzal Arts the minhag was to bury a person in the person's palace. Yes, you have to cut the tzitzis off because of Lo'ed Barash. You can't have it, the mitzvah that he can't do anymore. You have to make sure that it's not something insulting to the fact that it's never a nishtah. But the talus cries out, Evan, Mikir Tizak, he needs to take the shulchan, that table from the dining room, and cut it into boards and make the urn for burial. Because the shulchan shalom is now the mizbeach that's machaper. So you come to Shemayim on the mizbeach that you created in your home. That's how a person looks at the things that he owns. By the way, lahavdil ve'avdolus. Yes, the stones cry out. Do you know there's such a concept? Lahavdil, in a certain book that our cousins hold to be holy. Yeah, I don't even want to mention the name of the book. You know which book. Our cousins, the Ishmaelites, have a certain book written by a certain person. I don't want to say. And it's believed that when the time to come, when revenge has to be taken against the Jew, the stone will cry out, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Find him quickly now. Come and kill him. Really, that's what it says in that book. The trees will say, come quickly behind me. There's a Jew hiding. Come kill him. Notice the difference. How by them, Havdol, it's the stone cries out about how to do evil to others. And we have Pasuk and Chazakuk, which Chazal understand to mean, Evan Mikir Tizak, with a stone decides to say over about the person who owns the stone. Not what to do harm to others, but what virtue can be found with he who has built that home, put that stone in its place, that brick in its place in his or her home. Oh yes, the bricks cry out, but not about murderous intentions and goals. Chalila. You see, it's quite the difference. Mikoske mi de taiva. So if the Novi Chavakuk says that when there's tremendous disgrace, that is associated and that revealed publicly because of what was done cruelly in order to build someone's home. So how about if in someone's home it's only mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim? Meruba mida tayra. Gemara Yuma teaches us. And someone happened to mention to me this morning, we're discussing it, that the Mishnah in today's daf, Hananya ben Gamliel, says if you do an avera chalila, so it could be a person from chayv ben afshar. So how about if a person does a mitzvah? Hashem gives him nefesh. Hashem gives life. How much more so? Says Rashi, because meruba, it's in this, 500 times more. Well, that's the cheshbon from the words in the Aseret Hadibros. Yeah, and in the Yudkim Luyim. How much more for sure are you given life if you do mitzvahs, right? So it says Rashi, because Merubah means a type of this morning. Shehat tzadik tzarek lahavi hargoshas. A tzadik must bring sensitivity of holiness b'chol hashayach elav to everything that he relates to and that relates to him. V'gam b'tzomeh v'domeh. And to things that are merely growing from the ground or that are inanimate. This is harking back to something we talked about last week, about how the tzaddik eats and what the tzaddik eats, everything becomes uplifting. And that's the purpose of that achila of the tzaddik. That's the goal of the achila of the tzaddik. It's for that achila and for such purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these. But we have to do the work. So a person has a home. Things that are shyest, the clothes of a person, how do you wear it? What do you do with it? If you look nice, what do you do with that? Because Shabbos clothes, the best clothing we have should be our attire for Kavod Shabbos. And it should be sanctifying Shabbos, which ultimately means sanctifying Kedushas Shabbos, sanctifying Kedush Baruch Hu. V'hineh b'nei Yisroel, line 4. V'hineh b'nei Yisroel, kein asu shehotziyu eretz k'nan miyad ha'tumah. That's what he's quoting from the Zohar. Our goal was to take a land with the greatest potential for Kedusha, take it away from the Canaanim, who had taken the other routes virtually opposite way. Torah tells us, Kemayt Eretz Canaan, that the Canaanites, where you're going, they are the most spiritually decrepit, corrupt people on the planet. So much so that the land is, the Torah describes it, the land is going to regurgitate. Those are the words of the Torah. Next week's parsha. It's going to regurgitate those people because it's a land that is pining for the holiness that will come when you, Am Yisrael, arrive. So, but that doesn't mean that you just come there, okay, we're here, and now everything's good. You gotta live a certain way. If to be an Am Yisrael, Yinei B'nei Yisrael, Kein Asu, Shehotziyu, Eretz Kenan, Miyad HaTumah, V'Hichnisu, V'Kedusha, our job living here, all of us, and we must suffuse this land with Kedusha. And everywhere we walk and everywhere we go and how we walk and talk and everyone we come into contact with and the land we come into contact with should become holy through us. Shekishenikra Eretz Yisrael. Tishra HaBayriz Baruch Shekinosi Rebeisach. When it was no longer Eretz Kenan, when it becomes Eretz Yisrael, because Yisrael is living on that land the way we're supposed to live, then the Shekinah comes. Shekinah doesn't come, because now they're gone, the Shekinah can come. Shekinah comes because we live a certain way. We cause the land to be the Eretz Yisrael instead of Eretz Canaan by living the way we're supposed to live. And then the Shekinah comes, and the Beis HaMikdash comes, and the Shekinah comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Zeh b'chlal. And then he says a fantastic idea. He says, "V'zeh b'chlal l'v'chol ma'idecha." Haftes Hashem l'kecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshu b'chol ma'idecha. So ma'idecha means your wherewithal, material wherewithal. But it means not just that you serve him with your material wherewithal, with whatever you have to pay for something or use things for mitzvah. It's more than that. It's that everything that's connected with us, even something which is a reshus, should be done in such a holy way that thing, whatever it is now completely subject to the laws of Torah, to the ethos of Torah, to the ways of holiness. It becomes holy. B'chol ma'idecha shetzrichim lahavi l'chol ha'nechasim ha'oras ha'kdusha. Should bring the energy and light of holiness to all things. That's the b'chol ma'idecha. This was said earlier than Shasemis by a Kedusha slave, by the Berditcha. In that kind of a way. And then he says, because all of this, potential kedusha in all the things that are related to us in Eretz Yisrael. But what happens when you have tremendous power from kedusha and possibilities for kedusha? Well, then zelu umazeh asurelikim mitzadzeh yochal lihiyos tumas nega saras gam bebatim. That's why a nega can come to a home, because since a home can be so holy and cry out about that holiness, even mikir tizok, meruba midataiva, there's so much kedusha in that home. You're walking, sometimes you walk into a place and you see, such kedusha. I used to tell people, why are you going away for Pesach? Can you imagine the kedusha that you can bring into your home? If you stay home and you make a seder in your dining room, in your table, it won't be the same. That room will be uplifted forever and ever.
Sorry, don't mind. No one's ever said to me, what do you mean, Mom? Do that for the dining room in Florida. You know what I mean? The whole dining room in Florida. No,
Hashem, nobody ever, I never got that response. But.
So what's he saying?
Besides, Yochel Yoy, Tumas, Negat Saras, Gam, Lebotim. Rav Moshe Shapiro once, I think he said it. He mentioned how in the Shem Yishmuel, was a grandson of the Kutzker, and the Kutzker asked, or someone asked him, a woman gives birth, and it's such a holy proposition that you're giving new life and the ability to be with Hashem, to give. Because Baruch Hu himself has the mafteach personally to new life. How can it be that a yoledes becomes a great source of tumah, severe tumah? How can it be? And the Kutzker apparently just said, no, it's after the lady. And the Shem Yishmuel's father, the son-in-law of the Kutzker, right? Shavarov said that what the Kutzker meant is that because there's so much Kedusha, and Hashem's Kedusha is so much a part of the process of bringing new life into the world, therefore, waiting in the lurch is Tumah. So that once the baby's born and that's done, what will fill the space? Tumah. The Tumah is a way of actually reminding us of how much Kedusha preceded it. That's what's going on. Because once the labor happens, then that's it. No longer is that key for the new life all about the woman. She gave birth already. It's not a punishment in any kind of way, but it's just because of the tremendous Kedusha that was there in advance of the labor, there's a tumor waiting. Right, Rosh Hashiva is a thought of what used to say, nature abhors. That we used to explain this. And it's not only that it opposes the vacuum, but it's the fact that Tumah is waiting in the lurch. What's going on then in Saras, in Nige Batin, and in the Nige Or? The Torah is teaching us that we're such holy people. There's so much Kedusha. But if we lose that Kedusha, well, be careful, because there's a Tumah waiting to take the place of that Kedusha. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly the case. There's so much Kedusha in a Yid. In the absence of the Kedusha, because he can no longer the mistress, income's coming. So that's the case for all of the Negaim, including Negebatim. Mitzadzeh Yochaliyah is Tumas Negatzeraz, Gambebatim. Vezois HaBesura Taiva. So in a Midrashic way, he says the Sassanis, that's the Besura Taiva. That's the real Machmai, the real treasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to make us aware of is. That's the treasure. In your homes, there are treasures to be found. Treasures of Kedusha that you can create because of Eretz Yisrael. And you can literally bring Kedusha to the physical place that's your home here in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it says the Rambam, because it's the Eretz Nefcheres. Asher Hashem HaNichbod Shoychein B'Soifa. That's why. V'hu Be'emes Matmonios. That's the real treasure. And here he says, how is Zelu Umazeh? The more something is really Magusha, very Gashmi, there's nothing more Gashmi than a wall of stone, right? And then what you do with that wall of stone, how do you live within that wall, or within those walls? Could be very Gashmi stick away in life. And that means that there's the biggest potential. The Kodar HaGashmi B'Yoyser, Mutman Boy, Nitzaytse Kedusha B'Yoyser. That the greatest possibilities and the greatest treasures of Kedusha lie within. And then he goes on to say that in order to live pure lives, and because the Tzitzka Akra took over so much of physical Eretz Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to purge the Tumah from these places and to help us
we find Matmonios. In Pshat, he says, in the final word, Shachar's Baruch Hu, and it's again, it's a Zohar Kaddish that says it point blank. That the, yes, there's Tumah that the Amorim brought into the place. Maybe we could explain that now you've also done something not so correct, so that Tumah has now seized hold of your place even more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to purge that Tumah, he gives you Matmonios, so you won't feel any loss, Chalila. But what we've learned is that there's so much Kedusha to the person and to the belongings, even to the physical walls in which a Jew lives, and so much Kedusha that it can bring out. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives these laws of Negev Tzaraas, to reveal to us what's shining brightly from within the Yiddish heart, and how we look, and how we live in our homes. Because there's so much Kedusha that shines to us, that we are meant to, and destined to bring out of all things as we live, particularly here in Eretz Yisrael. Sure.